Well, we thank the Lord this morning for the blessings that He permits us to have. I'm fully convinced this morning that the Lord wants to give us more. I believe He wants to give us more. And I'm glad for salvation this morning. I'm thankful for the Church of God. I'm glad for the truth. And I'm glad to be saved this morning. Glad to be encouraged, happy in the Lord. Faith and trust and confidence. It's so sweet. We mentioned a while ago, it's so sweet to feel the presence of the Lord. It's so nice to be able to go about your duties of the day and feel the Lord's presence. See the Lord. I just see the Lord up the house all the time. I see Him just all around us and through us and just so many different ways. As I told before about when we got down and pretty sick, and the wife was bad, and I was bad. And we called Brother Ed Purvis's, and they came. And the Lord said, when they got there, I was thinking about it. I'll repeat this again, but the Lord said, "That's me. That's me coming." You know, that was the Lord come. And them folk came, that was the Lord come. I seen the Lord. When they came, that was the Lord come. And so, if you and I can live in the Spirit, live close enough to God, you can see the Lord. You can see Him. I'm glad I see Him every day. I see Him. I meet Him every day. Many times during the day, I see the Lord. And I'm glad for it this morning. Thank God. What would we do without the Lord if we didn't have God? In times of distress and trouble and all those things, I'm glad that God is more real, seemed like then, than He is when things are going good most of the time. So we desire your prayer this morning as we look into the Word of God. We have a solemn thought on our heart this morning, and we desire that everyone would be able to take note and listen to it. Let's try to draw our minds in, our attention, give attention to the Word of the Lord, and hear what God has to say to us this morning. We want to turn to 14th chapter of the book of John. Read a familiar scripture. He said in the 15th verse, He said, "If you love me, if you love me." I could write that on the board, I guess. I want this to be imprinted in your mind. If you love me, just that part is what I want to think about for a little while. And then we want to see what happens when we do love Him and see what He'll do for us. He said here, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Keep my commandments. Now we might as well to get started out right. Might as well to take this in mind here. If you don't love God, you just might as well to stop everything. Because you're not going to get anywhere with God if you don't love Him. If you don't love Him. He asked the question, He said, "If ye love me." If you love me. I want that to be, like I said, implanted in our minds this morning. That if you love God, and He said, "Keep my commandments." If you love God. If you love me. And like I said, we just as well to examine our hearts this morning. And we just as well to settle in our mind and weigh it all out and find out, do I really love God? I need to know that, don't I? I need to know that. Because the Scripture is going to tell us here, in a few Scriptures, we're going to find out whether we really do love God or not. And if we don't love God, like I said, you're not going to make it. You're not going to be able to live for Him. You're not going to be a success in living for Him. You're not going to be an overcomer. You're going to fail when the things get rough. You're going to fail. When things get hard, you're going to go down. You're not going to make it. You're going to fall by the wayside. You're going to make a blunder. You're going to be a hindrance. You're going to be a stumbling block. You're going to be a stumbling block to others. You're going to be a hindrance to the cause of God. Now, you're just not going to be a success if you don't love God. But if you love Him, if you love me now, if you love me, and that's why we want to impress this hard upon our minds this morning. We want to find out how much we love God. Now he says here, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now this is a good way. I believe down in the 23rd verse, maybe it is. It said, Jesus answered and said unto him, talking to Issachar, Thomas, he said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Now, if a man love me, how do I know that I love him? I told this before when we were building the chapel here and drilling the well up there. And I don't know, I didn't hardly agree that we needed to put the well 180 feet up the road there, but no, it was 280 or something like that, 380 or something. I thought we were just drill the well down here in the basement, but they thought because they'd stored salt up here for a number of years, maybe that salt might get in the well, but it went 380 feet down, so I'm sure no salt got down that far. But anyway, well, we just committed to the Lord. Some thought that's what we ought to do. And I told Zane Teller up here and Brother Miss Dan, I said, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And Zane, he spoke up and he said, well, who is it that loves the Lord? Who is it that loves the Lord? Kind of sarcastic-like. Most things he says like seems that way. But anyway, who is it that loves the Lord? Oh, the Lord just popped this in my mind so clear. It said, those that keep his commandments, those are the ones that love him. Well, that quieted him down right away. But anyway, that is definite proof this morning that we love the Lord if we keep his commandments. He said, if a man love me, he will keep my word. He will keep my words, he said. So we can look into our very hearts this morning and we can see exactly just how much that we love God. If we love God this morning, we are striving to please the Lord. If we love God this morning, we are endeavoring with all of our heart to keep his word. We're trying to do that. We're doing everything we know how to do to obey this word right here this morning. And we have an open heart, and we have a willing mind, and we're eager to find out more about the things of God if we love God. If we love him now, we just say, oh, I love the Lord, I love the Lord. But listen, we need to find out, because I'm working up to a point here. The whole thing depends on how much we love God. How much we're going to get from God will depend on how much I love the Lord. How much I love God will depend on what I get from God, and what God gives me and what God imparts to me will depend on how much I love the Lord. If you love me, that's my text this morning. If you love me, he said, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my, show me that you love me. Prove that you love me. Let me see that you really love me. No use to tell me you love me. I believe there's a scripture somewhere that said they flattered me with their lips, but he said their hearts were far from me. Oh, there's a lot of flattery in the world today. There's a lot of words said, and there's a lot of testimonies, and there's a lot of bragging and boasting, and how spiritual I am, and what a Christian I am, and how burdened I am, and all those kind of things. But oh, it said, they flattered me with their lips, but their hearts were far from me. You know, there's a world of people like that today. Oh, so much. I love God. I'm a Christian, and I love to sing, and all those kind of things, and big high testimonies, and all those things. But many of those folks this morning, no doubt their heart is far from God this morning. Because if we love him, he said we will keep his word. If we love him, we're going to love his word. We're going to love his cause. We're going to love his place of worship. We'll love to read the Bible. We'll love to pray. We'll love the saints. We'll love our enemies. We'll love the sinners. We'll love each other if we love God. If we love God. If we don't love God, we don't love anything. But oh, if a man love God, this is how we can find out where we stand with God this morning. We're just going to be exactly how much love we have for God. It's going to determine how much we love, where we stand with God.
How much are we doing for God? If a man love me, Jesus said, and I believe what Jesus said, he said, if a man love me, he will keep my word. Oh, he's just eager to seeking out more truth. And when the word is preached, and when the word is taught, he's going to be there drinking it in. Oh, that's my life. That's what I live for. That's what I exist on, is the word of life. The word of God, the Spirit of God, the preaching of God's Word, the teaching of His Word, the things that God has for it. I want it. I'll be there. I'm hungry for it. How? Why? Because I love God. That's why. Because I love God. I love Him more than myself. I love Him more than what I want. I love Him more than the world. I love Him. He told Peter one time, he said, you lovest thou me more than these? You love thee these things more than me? I wonder this morning where our love is this morning. If you love me, if you love me. Let's get that in our heart this morning. Let's find out how much we love God this morning. And then we can see how much God is going to begin to pour upon us the things of God. Listen what he said. If a man love me, he will keep my word. In the 21st verse it is, he that hath my commandments and keep them, he it is that loveth me. That's who loves God. It ain't the one that says it. It ain't the one that goes to church. It's not the church member. It's not the one that was raised in the truth. But it's those that get a hold of His Word and they walk in it. They obey it. They keep it. They go with it. They act on it. That's who loves God this morning. It's not just some kind of a form of saying, I tell you, I guess the word love is most abused, probably more than any word in the English language. I love you. I love you. And I've had people right around here, or not right around here, well, maybe some of them, but I've had them to love me. I had a letter sometime back, and they said, Brother Sammons, I love you. And they just got through sticking me right in the back. Just before that. Just come right boldly against me and conflicted everything I was trying to do. And then write a letter and say, I love you. Oh, may God help us this morning. You don't love people go around sticking them in the back, go around abusing them, slandering them, and talking about them, and casting their name out as evil, lying upon them. You don't love people and do that. That's not love this morning. That's somebody that's doing flattering with their lips, but their hearts are far from God. And so it is this morning. There's no use for me to go around here and say I love the Lord if I don't love God's cause, if I'm not concerned about the lost, if I'm not concerned about the work of God, if I don't have a burden for the church, I don't have a burden for the sick, and I don't have a burden for the world, if I don't have a concern, there's no use for me to go around here and say I love the Lord, I love God. I'm just saying it with my lips, but my heart's not in the thing. And so it is. We need to weigh out this morning. If you love me, that's where it's all at. Like I said in the beginning, if we don't love Him, we just as well to stop where we're at and get down before Him and begin to pour our heart out to Him and get to the place, Lord, fill me with Your love. Fill me, shed Your love abroad in my heart. Fill me, Lord. I want to love You more. I want to serve You better. I want to do Your will. Lord, just make me to know, Lord, what You want me to do. And I'll do it, Lord. By Your grace, by Your help, I'll do the thing. If You'll only show me what to do. If You'll only show, that's a real Christian mind. That's who loves God. It's somebody that's just eager. I believe those that love God are just eager to hear His Word. They'd rather hear the Word of God. They'd rather be in the presence of God. Oh, they would rather commune with God. They'd rather be with God's people than anybody else in this whole world this morning. Do you believe that this morning? If a man love me, if a man love me, keep my commandments,
keep my commandments. And then he just turned right around and said, if a man love me, he will. He will keep my word. He'll do that thing. If a man love me, he will do that. He'll make some kind of way. He'll make some kind of arrangement. He'll make some kind of an effort to do something, to prove to God that I do love you, Lord. And the reason I love you is because I'm keeping your commandments. I'm doing those things that are pleasing in your sight. Oh, the Bible said to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. I believe a true child of God that loves God with all of his heart, I believe the world's a reproof to him. I believe that ain't the word I wanted to get. I believe the world is repulsive. That's what I want to say. It's repulsive. I believe the sins and the wickedness and the evil, the immodesty, the godliness, the foolishness, the revelry, the things of this old world. I believe to a true child, somebody who loves God, I believe it's repulsive to them. It's repulsive to them. I know we're in the world, and I know we're going to have to live here, but I tell you, when I look on people, and I see sin abounding, I see their immodest looks, and their immodest dress, and their foul language, and their evil wickedness, surmising, and all those things, it's just repulsive to me. It's something that my spirit just goes against. It's a reproof. A godly indignation rises up against that thing. I believe God, if you and I will be filled and love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, I don't believe these things that are bothering so many people will have any attraction to them. I believe that there'll be some attraction there, but oh God, he'll be so much more attractive, and the things of God will be so much more attractive, and that those things will lose their interest. Those things that we're working so hard to obtain, those things that seem so alive, so interesting, and so valuable. Praise God. I believe if you and I can get filled with the divine love of God, and we can be filled with His Spirit, I believe we'll lose interest in those things. I believe in place of them of being an enticement to us, they'll be repulsive to us. I'll be one to come against those things. I won't want to participate in them, but I'll be one to resist those things and stand. Do you love God this morning? Do you love Him this morning? That's what we're trying to find out. That's what the Lord's trying to find out this morning. He asked the question, if you love me, if you love me. That's a question, isn't it? If you love me, that's a thought this morning. If you love me, then keep my commandments. If you love me, do what I tell you to do. If you love me, let me see you. What you do when I speak to you, act on it. Begin to move out on it. And then I'll know that you love me. 1 John 5:1, it said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And every one that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. Listen to me this morning. You don't tell me you don't love God if you don't love his people. You don't love God a bit more than you love me this morning. You say, I love God, but I can't stand so and so. I don't want to be around them. Listen. If you love God, you're going to love those that God's begotten to. That's His people. You're going to love His cause. You'll love His church. You'll love the people. You'll want to be with them. Oh, I believe in every true child of God that's out there in the world somewhere. Maybe he lives in Africa. Maybe he's down in sectism somewhere. Maybe he's joined up a little harlot somewhere or another. But bless God, I believe this morning that everybody that truly loves God has a hunger and a thirsting for the fellowship of the true people of God. I don't believe any truly saved person is satisfied in sectism. I don't believe they are.
I don't believe they may go out there. They may not know any better. They may be just as saved as you or I are this morning. But I believe that there's a craving. I believe there's a thirsting. I believe there's a hungering to fellowship the other people, the true people of God. I believe there's a what did it say? Our spirit, a conflict. There's a conflict. The flesh lusts against the spirit, spirit against the flesh. They're contrary wise, is what I'm trying to say. I believe when you and I love God with our heart, and we've got our whole heart in this thing, I believe when we come in contact with other spirits and other people unsaved, I believe there's going to be a conflict to rise right there. There's not going to be any fellowship there. I don't mean we can't have friendship and be hospitable and all those things, but there's going to be a conflict of spirits right there. But oh, praise God. When you come in contact with somebody that loves God, that's keeping His commandments, that's walking in the light and in the truth of His Word, there's going to be an automatic blending. That's what makes the church of God. That is the church of God. That distinguishes the church of God above every other movement or group or man's institution. Whatever it is, the people of God, His Spirit, bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. There's a fellowship. There's a blending. There's a unity with the true people of God that nobody else has. The world don't have it. Religion don't have it. Preachers don't have it. Only the true people of God that love God, that keep His commandments, have something other that nobody else has. They have that fellowship of the Spirit. And when you come in contact with some other spirit, some other movement, some other group, whatever it might be, you might like to say, we want to be friendly and hospitable and love everybody, but I assure you this morning, there's going to be a conflicting of spirits. There's going to be a barrier. There's going to be that fellowship will not be there this morning. It says here that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God, and everyone that loveth Him that begot, loveth Him also that begotten by Him. By this we know that we love the children of God. It said, when we love God. When we love God. When we love God, we love the children of God. And we love them more than ourselves. And it said, this is how we can know that we love. By this man shall all men know that you're, what did it say? That you're my disciples if you have love one to another. But he said here, listen, and this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. That's how we can know whether we love God or not. If we don't love His children, if we don't love His church, if we don't love His cause, if we're not willing to sacrifice, keep His commandments, support the work of God, back the ministry, back the efforts that are put forth, then that's definite proof that we don't love God like we should. But oh, when we love God, we love His people, we love His cause, we love His presence, we love His what He stands for, we love His Word, we love His Spirit, we love everything about Him, because if we love God, then we love everything that pertains to God. But if we don't, that's definite proof. How much love do you have this morning? How much do you love God? Really now, under these scriptures, under the weight and the light of these scriptures, how much do we truly love God this morning? Do we love the world? Do we allow the things of this world, the material things of life? I know we're all caught up in the world. We got to live here. We got to eat, and we got to. Oh, you don't have to worry about that. The Bible said, "Take no thought what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, but first seek the kingdom of God, and all of these things shall be added unto you." You know what we ought to be working on in place, trying to lay up treasures here on the world. We ought to be trying to get more of the love of God in our heart. We ought to be trying to get more love of God in our heart. We ought to be wanting to love God more, that we might keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Oh, may God help us this morning. We want to hasten along here. Now we want to get down to what happens. What happens when I really, truly love God? And I love His people. And I love His cause. I love His church. It's all in all. It means everything in the world to me. What really happens then? When I really get down to business with God, Lord, I love You. Praise God. You know, I just like to get down and pray, talk to God. Oh, it's just got richer to me all the time. It just richer to me all the time. Oh, Lord, I want to bow here and worship You today. I want to praise You, Lord. I want to thank You for what You're doing for me. I want to thank You how You saved me, how You healed me, how You reveal the truth to me, how You helped me to meet some of the most wonderful people in all the world. Lord, I thank You for it this morning. I want to worship You, Lord. I want to love You. Oh, Lord, I love You this morning. And I love You so much, Lord, I'll do anything You tell me to do. If I need to repent, I'll repent, Lord. If I need to confess something, I'll confess it, Lord. If I'm not where I ought to be, Lord, I'll acknowledge the thing. Lord, if I got a need in my soul, I'll put in for it. That's what You said, do. That's keeping His commandments, isn't it? We don't mean the Ten Commandments, just to command whatever God says do. That's a commandment of God. If God said, here, you're not praying enough. Yes, Lord, I recognize that. I'll pray more. Oh, you're not faithful enough. You're not as faithful as you ought to be in the things of God. Yes, Lord, I hear You. I'll do it. I'll be more faithful. Oh, you're taking too much time for yourself. Yes, Lord, I hear You. I hear You, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. That's what it means to give. Somebody said, well, the greatest commandment of all, love the Lord with all our heart. Oh, my. Well, that's true, too. That covers the whole thing. But the commandment of God is when the Lord speaks to you and I, or His Word speaks to us, and He shows us what He wants us to do. He showed us a move to make, to measure up, to line out, to adjust, to put on, take off, add to, whatever He tells to do. Yes, Lord, I see it. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. That's keeping His commandments. You show me a real, true child of God. I'm going to say this again. You show me somebody who loves the Lord, if you love me now, and if I really, truly love God, then I'm going to show you somebody who's willing to love, to do whatever God chose him to do. He may have a struggle with it. He will have a struggle with it. He'll have to battle the devil to overcome it. But I'm going to show you a person. I know the saints. I've been around the people of God for years and years. And a true child of God is somebody who wants to learn, who wants to know more, who's eager to find out, who's willing to pay the price, who's willing to humble himself, willing to obey and do whatever God tells him to do. That's a mark of a true child of God. That's somebody that loves Jesus. They love Jesus. Oh, yeah. What? You say, oh, that ain't necessary. I don't have to do that. If the Word said do it, I'll do it. Praise the Lord. May God help us this morning. Well, like I said, now let's get on the good side of it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and then the things are going to start happening. When you love God, and you like keeping His commandments, obey Him. Forget not to gather yourself together, as some do. Be faithful in church, in prayer meeting, in praying, in reading the Word of God. Visit the widow. Visit the orphan. Pray for the sick. Bear one another's burden. Serve one another. Give it to the cause of God. Doing all these things. That's keeping God's commandments. That's keeping God's commandments. And you're not doing it because Brother Salmon said it. You're not doing it because somebody told you to do it. But God said, if you love me, keep my commandments. These are the commandments of God. These are the commandments of God. Pure religion is this. And what is it? Pure religion, undefiled is this. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. May the Lord help us. Don't we get out there and be spotted with the world. We don't want the world to look on us. Well, man, Lord help us. I've been in churches where so-called churches, I don't like to refer to it as churches, but I've been in so-called churches you couldn't, if they walked out the door, they thought they was coming out of a nightclub or something or other. All decked up and painted up and curled up and fixed up and dressed up and all those kind of things. Oh, God, help us this morning. God wants you and I not be ashamed of Him. Walk right out into the world. Not ashamed how I dress. Not ashamed to say I love the Lord. Not ashamed to testify for God. Not ashamed how to witness for the Lord. Keep yourself. Don't get out there. You're just going to be spotted. Don't keep yourself unspotted world. In other words, some people want to be a Christian, but they want to fit into the world too. Listen, I'm going to tell you this morning, if you love God, the world's not going to love you very much. Amen. They didn't love Jesus. Did they? They didn't love His disciples. They run them out of town, put them in jail, beat them up. That's the way it's always been. Listen to me. If you truly love Jesus this morning and you keep His commandments, the world is not going to think very much of you. You're not going to get along with them. You need to expect to. You need to expect to get along with them. And I'm concerned about people who can just get right in there and just fit anywhere. I'm concerned about that. Now, like I said, we want to be a hospital. We don't want it to be on our fault. The Bible said, show hospitality, be friend, show yourself friendly, all those kind of things. God wants us to do that, but I'm going to say it again. If you truly love God and you keep His commandment, you will not fit in what we call the world. And the name of the world is sinner people. Now, sometimes we have to be around them. We have family gatherings and we have family, unsaved families and we have neighbors and all those things. But I'm going to tell you, when you get among a bunch of sinners, a bunch of professors, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. You're going to be different. It ain't going to be nothing you said. It ain't going to be nothing you really done. It's just going to be the spirit that you have. It's going to conflict with that kind of a spirit. And you need not, if you don't feel like they've cast you out, and they don't socialize much with you, and your old friends don't come by anymore, don't feel strange about that. Don't feel strange about that. It ain't nothing you done. It's what God's done in you. It ain't nothing you said. It's because. Oh, we had some good drinking friends and card-playing friends, and when we got saved, and we went home, and we got rid of our television, and we got rid of all the old filthy magazines, and we got all the beer out and all the whiskey out and all the decks of cards and got them all out, got rid of the ashtrays, put up a no smoking sign and got out all those things, and people came in there, and my same old drinking buddies, and they'd sit around there and we'd talk about something, how we got saved, and they used to just hang around and drink and play cards and smoke and all those things. We just had a big time, all those times together. But oh, pretty soon, in a few minutes, they get real fidgety, you know. I guess we better go before the store closes. We got to go shopping, and we'll see you all later. Didn't say a word. We treated them just as nice and friendly as we ever did. Didn't say anything, didn't reprove them, didn't criticize them, or find any fault with them at all. We just sat there being good. That's all, just being good. And then, we better go. We better go. We got to get there before the store closes. No places, no drinks. Would you like to have something cold drink or a glass of water or something? May the Lord help us this morning. Praise God. Lord, help us to love Jesus enough that we ain't ashamed of Him anyway. God help us. Now, I want to just bring it a little bit more out here. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I, listen to this now. Here's where the blessings start coming. When we love Him and we keep His commandments. You say, well, I thought I had to have God help me keep His commandments. Well, you do, to stand there. But anyway, the Bible said here, first, love Him and keep His commandments. Then let's see what starts to happen. What happens then? And He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I'll pray the Father. How'd you like to have Jesus praying for you this morning? Praise God. I love the brethren, and I got some brethren I really call on for prayer sometime, and all those kind of things. But, oh, Jesus said, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. I'll pray to the Father. And what will Father do then? He shall give you another comfort. Don't you see what happens? When I love God and I keep His commandments, then these other things, God starts bestowing upon me things then. He starts blessing me. He starts giving me other things. Listen to what He said here. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you. And get this thought now. This was after that you love Him, and after you've kept His commandments, after you've done His will, after you've repented, after you've confessed, after you've humbled your heart, after you've acknowledged your need, after you've been honest and confessed that I'm not what I ought to be, I'm not where I ought to be, I've lost something or another, I don't have the love of God in my heart that I ought to have, I'm coming short, I know what I need Him, then I obey God, and I do what God tells me to do, and then God starts doing His part. He starts pouring out upon us then. Listen to a few of these things. I'll pray the Father and He shall give you another comforter. Then He's going to start pouring His Spirit out upon you. And He's going to give you, you're going to find yourself in need of the Holy Spirit. Yes, everybody that gets saved will find their need of the Holy Spirit in their life. And God said, Jesus said, I'll pray for you. And then the Father will just pour His Spirit out upon you. And what will that happen to you? Then what will happen? Even the Spirit of truth. Oh, He won't give you something to err. He won't lead you astray. He won't allow you to be deceived. He won't allow you to fall by the wayside. But I'll give you the Holy Spirit. And oh, the Spirit of truth. Praise God this morning. Everybody's deceived this morning. Everybody's not in the truth this morning. Everybody's not saved this morning. Everybody's deceived this morning. It's because they've rejected the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. May the Lord help us. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Me. You know Him, for He dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Listen, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Praise God. See, all this is happening after you've loved Him and keep His commandments. See, when you start loving God, you start putting it in action, and you start moving on it, and you start exercising yourself in the things of God, you start praying and putting your heart into it, get a burden, get a something to do for God. Get in there with your mind. Get in there with your heart. Get in there with your hands. Get in there with your pocketbook. Get in there with your strength. Get in there with everything. And then God will start pouring things in on you then. And then as He pours them in on you, they'll run over. And they'll pour out on me then. And then we'll come to the camp, to the meeting. We'll come to the prayer meeting. And it won't be a little old dead formal thing. It'll be God will be here. And the Spirit of the Lord will be poured out upon us. In the high. Why would it be poured out upon us? Because it poured out on you. You got the God poured His Spirit out on you. And you came down to church and it got poured out on other folks. And other folks got poured in then. And things begin to happen. Souls begin to convict it. And those people who are playing religion got so uncomfortable that they had to do something about it. They got so uncomfortable that they had to move up or move out, one of the two. So may God help us this morning. All this happened. Listen, my thought is this morning, if you love Me, keep My commandments, and then I'll do these things. As we begin to keep His commandments, God ain't going to bless slothfulness. God won't bless unfaithfulness. God won't bless laziness. God won't bless rebellion. God won't bless rejection. God won't bless those kind of things. But as you and I humble our heart and obey God and yield to God, love God and serve God, then God does what He said He'll do. Things begin to happen. Your life becomes rich. And life begins real. Your husband that's unsaved gets under conviction because you've got so much of God in you. You can feel it all in the house. If he goes into the bathroom, it won't hurt to clutter it up a little bit. pin some things on the wall. Get some scriptures and paste them on the wall there. Put them on the mirror. Stick them on the refrigerator. I tell you, I never forgot going into Brother Murphy Allen's home. Everywhere you went, wherever you sat down, in the bathroom or in the kitchen or out on the porch or out in the yard, there was something there to pick up and look at about God. May God help us this morning. Where's our mind at this morning? Where's our thoughts at? How worthy are we this morning? What do we think about? What are we doing all day long? All week long? Where's your mind at? Where's your thoughts at? What do you got in your house that would cause people to think about the things of God? May the Lord help us this morning. I really feel like here a few years ago, they got to... I know these are pictures they have of Jesus and not the real thing. It's just a man's imagination. But when all this stuff come out about the beard and the long hair, they thought that was terrible. But, you know, I think that'd still be better than some old worldly picture hanging up from you. Something that would draw attention. A little scripture. A little motto. A little something or another. I read somewhere not long ago where an unsaved husband who was treating his wife so bad and had abused her, and she left him and went on to church, and he stayed at home by himself. And there's a little motto hanging up on there. And as he comes through, God draws his attention to that thing, and the Spirit of God spoke to his heart and struck him down, and he fell on his knees and repented before God. What do you got around your house? What do people think when they go to your house? Oh, God, help us this morning. Do you love me this morning? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, he said. But then as you and I begin to put our heart in this thing, Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Paul. I love you, work. I love you, people. I love to do something for you, Lord. Every day I ask the Lord, Lord, I want to serve you today. I want to do something for you today, Lord. Anybody here pray like that? Is your day already planned for tomorrow? Have you got your whole week already planned? Lord, I want to do something for you today, Lord. I want you to use me today, Lord, to be a blessing to somebody else today. Listen, my friend, when you begin to do that, God begins to pour out Himself unto you and I in a greater way. Listen, He said, I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me because I live. But listen, and at that day, listen to 21st, and at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Praise God. You talk about a relationship. You get God in you. Christ is God in Christ. Christ in God. Both of them in us. Oh, you get filled with God. You feel with the love of Jesus. You feel with the power of God. You feel with His purpose, His burden, His concern. And you get filled up with that. And then God, listen to what He said He'd do. He that hath my commandments and keep them, he it is that loveth me. And listen in. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. How many in here wants God to love you this morning? You love Jesus, then God loves you. But if you don't love Jesus, then what? We know God loves the sinners, but it's a different kind of love I'm thinking about. But He said here, if you love Jesus, then my Father will love you. And then what will He do? And I will love Him. And listen, what will I do? I will manifest myself to Him. I will manifest myself to Him. Who? He that loveth me and keepeth my commandments. He that keepeth my word. He that loveth Jesus. He that loveth my Father. He that loveth the cause, His people, and bears the burdens of others. I will manifest. What's that word mean? What is that scripture where that word used again over there? For this purpose, he that sent. Praise God. I have been living for God for 33 years or more, but I've never had God to reveal Himself any more than He has in the last few weeks and months.
I've never had him reveal himself any more powerful, any more real. To be right there, to answer prayer. Praise God. Just tell him about it. And he's there.
Oh, as I told Sister Eck on the phone yesterday, I think I could almost write a book.
And he answered the prayer. She said, well, you ought to do that. You ought to do that. It's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. Praise God. I manifest myself.
Let me ask you a question.
Is God manifesting himself to you? Is he revealing himself to you?
Is he blessing you now? Now be honest about it. How long has it been?
Have you heard in our Sunday school you've actually seen God? I don't mean with these eyes. Oh Lord, help us this morning. And listen to the 23rd verse. Now Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word. And you see, every time he said that, let's don't stop there. There's some more to this verse. There's some more to this verse. Man love me, he'll keep my word. That sounds good. That's what I've been saying. And my Father will love him. And we, listen, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Praise the Lord. Who?
Those that love me and keep my commandments.
Those that love me.
I'll come, will. Praise God. You'd think it'd be enough Jesus just come, wouldn't you? But he said, we. Who's that? Me and God both. Me and my Father both will come.
Praise the Lord. Jesus would be all we need, wouldn't it?
Just a little touch of his spirit. Just a little manifestation of his power. No! If you keep my commandments and my word and obey me and walk with me and talk with me and serve me and love me and do my will, me and my Father both will come and live with you and abode with you. Move right in with you.
Praise God. Read a little something somewhere just lately. You don't get to know anybody by just meeting them once in a while. If you really want to know somebody, move in, let them move in with you. Or you move in with them.
Oh yeah, I got a real good friend over there. I believe that's a real true Christian over there. Let him move in with you a while. You'll find out. Let him move in with you. Oh, I've known that person for years, and all I can say about him is something good.
That's wonderful. Let him move in. You'll really learn to know who they are then.
Move right in the house. Let them stay there with you. Take them in. Or move in with them. Then you can truly, really get to know what kind of person they are then. It's the same way with Jesus. You ain't never going to get to know Jesus by just coming to church once in a while. You ain't going to get to know him that way. You ain't never going to get that real closeness with him by just reading a little bit of scripture, praying a little bit in the morning, going to church. You'll never know Jesus like that. The only way that you'll ever really truly know him is to let him move in. Move in the house with you.
And then you can really get to know who he really is. You'll get acquainted with him then. Live with him every day.
Get up with him in the morning. Walk with him all day. Go to bed with him at night. Watch him. Look at him. Weigh him out. Try him.
See what he is. Then you'll get to know him. But you'll never know him just going through a form. You'll never know him like that.
Well, I don't even know him.
I'm sorry to say most religious people don't know God at all. People in Pocahontas County, they're religious people like here, like everywhere else. They don't really know God. Very few of them really know God. Why? Because they don't spend no time. They're just a bunch of foolishness, and they're a bunch of something to entertain the flesh. And they like to go where there's a big up-to-do. They even got this old gospel, stomping their foot music and all that kind of stuff. All that's entertaining the flesh. That's all is what it's doing. It's entertaining the flesh. There's no spiritual benefit in all that old rock gospel music. That's all it is. Just rock music with a gospel name. You don't get no food out of that. You don't get no food out of that. But we was talking to somebody yesterday or a day or two ago down here on the radio station. You let them get to playing a couple of, I say this again, I'll tell it. Down there one more. They've got some records down there, but they don't play them very much. We had one of the Loftus sisters down there, and some of the California folks down there and everything. Oh, one morning they got on there on the gospel there and they played a couple of these songs that the Loftus sisters were singing, and they were just singing in beautiful harmony and quiet, and it was penetrating. And oh, I'll tell you, by the time they got them two songs over, you could feel the quietness all over Pocahontas County. It just quietened down. Everything was getting real quiet. Oh, the lady got through with that. She said, let's play something got a little more pep about it. Yeah, let's do something going to make the flesh feel good. Let's don't think seriously. Let's don't really look at ourselves. Let's don't. Let's go to church. Get our band up here. Play our music. Stomp our foot. Clap our hands. We'll go home feeling good. Well, we had a good time at church today. You ought to have been there. So-and-so got so carried away. May God help us this morning. But you let God come on the scene. Most times things get quiet. When God really comes in, most things get quiet. Now, there's all right. There's a place to rejoice. There's a place to praise the Lord and all those kind of things. But almost all worship today, so-called worship, is something to entertain the flesh. That's why they got to have their music. That's why they got to have their program and they advertise their meetings. It's either a quartet singing. It's either some kind of a supper. It's some preacher from out of town. It's something or another. They never do say, come and hear the gospel preached. They don't advertise their meetings like that. They've got to try to get something for the flesh to draw a crowd. Lord, help us this morning. Truth's the truth, isn't it? Truth's the truth. God bless your hearts this morning. I'll come. We will come unto you. We will manifest you. And all, there's a scripture been on my mind. We'll read it and quit, Lord. Isaiah 7:17 and die. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Listen. Here's a scripture that'll keep you out of confusion. Here's something that'll keep you from believing a lie and being damned. Here's something that'll keep you from wandering off somewhere else. Wonder if they're right or they're right. Which church is right? Which people's right? Is it right? Is there only one church? Is there a definite work of grace in the heart? Is there true salvation? Is sanctification a Bible doctrine? Is divine healing really in the Bible? Is one church really in the Bible? Is to dress modest really in the Bible? Is wearing gold, all those kind of things, is that really in the Bible? Or is that just something the saints preach? You hear say, well, the saints preach this, and the saints preach that, and the saints believe this, and the saints believe that, and that's all has its place, all right, in the Bible. But the Bible tells me right here, it says here, if a man will do his will or keep his commandments or obey his word, he said here, if a man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether it be of myself. You know how you keep from getting deceived? You know how you get to be in the truth? You know how you get to be saved? It's by obeying the word of God. You shall. That's one of God's eternal shall. Ye shall know the doctrine. Don't tell me. I said, well, and he said when this, I could go on and on. It said when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will lead and guide you into all the truth. You know why people deceive? Because they don't obey the word. Because they don't do what they know they're supposed to do. They don't do what Jesus said do. They don't keep the commandment. They don't love him enough to keep his word. Therefore, they get led astray. They get led off in confusion. They get a deception. They believe a lie and be damned. They resist the teachings of the word of God. They resist the ministers of God. They resist the instructions of God. And they go on and keep their own. And therefore, you're subject and probably get led off into deception. But if a man loved me, do you love him? How much do you love him? After this message, how much do you love him? Now, that's not up for me to say. I don't know. But I believe you ought to be able to know this morning. I believe you ought to know this morning how much you really love him. Because if you love him, you will keep his word. And I'm going to say something else. If you really love him and you're keeping his word, then he is blessing you. Amen? He is blessing your life. He is inspiring you. He is teaching you. He is leading you. He is revealing himself to you if you're doing these things. Because how can I say that? Because he said he would. We will manifest ourselves to you. We will come and sup with you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Any man open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. Are you supping with the Lord this morning? Or have you fallen into some kind of a just routine form of trying to live for God? It don't work that way, my friend. Living for God is an active reality. It's keeping his commandments. It's loving him. Loving him and his cause and his purpose. Now, I didn't say that. Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. He'll do when he finds out what's in the Bible and he finds out that it's truth and he gets an understanding of it, he'll obey it. You believe that? He'll obey it. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's don't reject truth and light, fall into deception. Keep our hearts open to truth. Keep our hearts open to his word. Oh, if we follow Jesus, I'm going to say it again, it'll cut us off many times from our family, many times from our loved ones. I don't mean socially, but he'll bring a wall between us. It'll cut a barrier between us. But praise God, the Lord wants you and I to live. He wants you and I to love him, keep his commandments, and live in such a way that my loved one can say, I know. Lord, help us this morning. I don't have a brother or a sister, and I'm not going to brag about this, only in the Lord. They don't want this away. They don't take this away. They don't understand how I believe and what I stand for. But every one of them, as far as I know, got a perfect confidence that I'm a man of God. I believe that. My older sister said when she was over here a while back talking to Brother Purvis and them, I believe it was, said, well, one thing about Mark, said, hope you don't think I'm bragging on myself. It's only God, what God's done. One thing about Mark, when he dies, we won't have to worry about him. We won't have to worry about him. I wonder about us this morning. What would your children say? Well, I hope Mom and Dad made it. Hope they made it. That's bad. That's not good enough. Well, we have a hope. I heard something just recently that really hurt me. Somebody who had preached the gospel for years and was a strong preacher. Strong preacher for years and years. Got kind of off from the track a little bit later near the end. And when they died, they said, I hope I'm ready to meet God. Oh, God, help us this morning. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want to live before my children. I don't want to live before my loved ones. I don't want to live before you folks. They say, well, I hope he made it in. How much do you love Jesus this morning? Remember our text is, if you love me. Whole thing is based on that. I preached a message on the word if one time. There's a lot of it in the Bible. Let us stand and sing.